Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
So tired.
Why?
I don't know.
Actually, I know why I'm tired. I didn't sleep last night. I sweated all night.
Oh, yeah.
Hate when that happens.
I know. Dude, I've just been ruining my sheets every day. Okay.
I'm sweating or what?
No, remember when you had, wasn't it your hand that was bleeding all the time?
It was,
was it?
It was something. It may have been, yeah. It was like, it would like dry. It wouldn't be bleeding, but then in the middle of the night, it's almost like it would.
Yeah. Yeah. And yes. You would just mess my sheets up.
Yes.
I'd be like, damn it. Then you like turn over a pillow and you would kind of like look at me sheepishly like, ooh, sorry.
And it's funny because it wasn't like I was bleeding.
I know.
It was just like little dots, almost like.
Yeah, it was like a sprinkling.
In the shape of like how it was bleeding on my hand or whatever it was that it was bleeding.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I went to a friend's wedding and I mean, you know, had a few drinks.
Yeah.
I'm not totally sure how I did it.
Yeah.
Because I know I didn't fall.
Okay.
Okay. I know I didn't fall.
Do you scuff your, is it your hand or your knee or your
foot? Both my elbows.
Oh.
So like I think they had like this like metal thing that we were taking pictures in. And I think I put my, like, it was like these letters. And I think
did
I
you like rub this, it?
And it was metal and it was hot. And I think it just went.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
it's funny because it's in the exact same spot.
I know.
On both sides.
And it's, I know. It looks like it's a pair of tits right now.
It does.
But anyway,
so like eyes.
So I've just been fucking up my sheets every morning. I'm like, God damn it. There's just little, cause same thing. Like they're scabs, but apparently they like to leak at night. So
you know,
gross.
For me, it's like whenever I, especially on your hands, like when you do have the tears on your hands from pull-ups or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes if it's bad and it kind of dries and you like open your hand and it kind of like cracks.
Yes.
I mean, that pain will wake you up.
Yeah.
Out of sleep. And then it will,
that pain a few times in my life.
And then it will definitely leave a trail. You know, like a breadcrumb trail.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you can see, it's so weird the places that it is at that I'm like, what was I doing last night? Like I was like going like this all over my bed or something. just walking around on my elbows. Like how
maybe you were like you just kept
was I
laying,
going.
Maybe you just were laying on your belly, but you kept like scooting around.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I had a friend come over the other night and he fell asleep on the couch with me and he goes, Gina, I tried to wake you up. And he was like, I was literally hitting you. He goes, I was hitting you and I was yelling in your face, wake up. I was like, holy shit. he's like, yeah. And then he kind of like started talking. I said, yeah, well, you know, Brooks had some of those experiences with me before where I just throw my leg out.
Oh my gosh.
Almost like break her in two with my leg.
Yeah. I think I talked about that on the podcast one time where Gina literally karate chopped me with her leg, but it didn't actually hit me because I was still awake.
You like got out of the way in time.
She all of a sudden just got, you know, you guys know how it is. If you're listening, like sometimes when you're sleeping, it's such a fragile state. You know, if someone wakes you up in a bad mood, you're immediately pissed.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I used to, talk in my sleep sometimes.
Oh, uh-huh.
And my ex would, when I would say something, he wouldn't know like I was talking in my sleep. So he would respond to me.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like when I'd be dreaming and sometimes I would say something out loud and I would be asleep, but at that point it'd be like a lighter sleep. And I would be aware like that I said it out loud and I immediately would get so embarrassed.
Like it's like, as you're waking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No,
so,
that's
so embarrassed. And then he would say something to me and I would just get like embarrassed and mad.
Like, don't repeat it.
Like, so, and then he'd be like, what? And I'm like, I didn't mean to say that out loud. I was dreaming.
Well, supposedly Kylie,
it was never anything bad or weird. Yeah. It was just like, it's such a quiet, silent time. You're sleeping. It's middle of the night. Yeah. Right. And then all of a sudden you're talking, you say something out loud and the person responds and it was embarrassing for no reason.
Well, it's confusing.
Yeah.
Like you're just confused. Like, wait, what's happening?
But Gina in bed got hot, you know, like sometimes you're hot and it's almost like she gets mad.
I'm just mad at the sheets.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a little tangled. And all of a sudden she just moves and she just kicks her left leg out and just pulls the sheet off of her and lifts her leg straight up. Didn't even know she was this flexible and just slams it down. And I was just like, oh my God, holy cow.
It's been a real injury. Yeah. No, Kylie, my daughter, her mother-in-law, I guess, talks in her sleep and she had a recording of it that she played at the office the other day. And it was terrifying. Like if I were her husband, I would be terrified. It was like, it was like, all, like these weird ass sounds. And then like saying things like in that voice, like, what's your name?
What? Oh my gosh.
Like, can you imagine if you were sleeping with somebody and they said that, I'd be like, fuck you. I'm out of here.
My mom has a story about her sister. When she was younger, so they shared a bed and they just like I did with my sister too. I remember when I was really little, me and Lacey shared like a king size mattress or something. It was just one bed in our room. And then eventually my mom got rid of that. We had two beds in our room. And she said that I don't remember what she had watched. It was a scary movie. It was like a new movie that was out. Maybe it was like an exorcism or something.
Oh yeah. Like that.
Like yes. That, right.
Yeah. Like exorcist.
And she said that she was like in bed and my aunt's name is Tammy. And Tammy kept just sitting up in bed.
Oh.
And my mom would like lay her back down. And then she would just sit back up in bed, like asleep.
No.
And my mom's like, oh my God, lay her back down. It just freaked her out.
Dude, I had that. I mean, I sound like a one upper, but I swear to God, that is exact same thing with my youngest sister, Erica. She would do that. And she was creepy because she would sleep with her eyes half open.
Cody was like that.
She's one of those. So she would just like do that same thing. And I was like,
are you awake?
I mean, she only did it one time though. And I was so scared of it that I just got out of bed and went and got my parents.
Something's wrong with Erica. What do we do?
Dude. Okay. Hey guys, by the way, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah.
We are sorry. This episode's coming out late, but we have had a huge issue with scheduling and not being around at the same time. So
we've both been very busy. And for me, especially where I've been at, very difficult to, you guys are probably thinking like, this sounds like an excuse. No, very difficult to take my computer and and honestly make time in the middle of stuff I was doing that work related to get it done. So sorry about that. Although, I mean, you guys, you know, I'm assuming you're all long time listeners. So
yeah,
you know, we more regularly do we put them out on time. So Thank you for accepting our apology. So I've been in, I was in Austin. I was out there with visiting Staccato Pistols. I'm not really getting, you know, maybe one day we'll have someone on, Tony Pignata from Staccato. Come on. He can talk about that company if you guys are interested in hearing about it.
You say his last name's Pignato from Staccato?
Yeah.
Dude.
He's Italian. Like,
yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He is such a, he is a hoot. And so I was out there and touring the facility. They manufacture all of their pistols in Austin, using American steel. It's very, it was a very, very cool experience to have. And, you know, you guys know I'm getting into a lot of marksmanship training, and tactical games was what I've had my eyes set on. But also now my eyes are kind of set on just getting into USPSA, which is, it's shooting competition without the 21-15-9, you know, without the, without the sled dragging and the plate carrier and the, all the stuff, which I'm very interested in because I love the fitness aspect. And I also really love that in the tactical games, obviously I haven't done it. Okay. So I'm not speaking from experience, but I'm speaking from assumption from what I've seen and what I understand is that it's a great opportunity, at least for me, because I'm interested in it, is doing like grunt work and physical work, almost really, imitating in a way, someone in, you know, the Army or the Navy or
one like of the people, services.
Yeah. One of the services, which I think is, you know, for all of us that, well, for those of us that are interested in that, but never went into that or got into it, but are really, really respect it. And especially within CrossFit type stuff that we did, you know, all the hero workouts, we really, we, there's tons of people that are vets that came from that world and they're continuing, you know, their fitness and competition and just the camaraderie that, that there is in functional fitness competition. It's just another aspect to get to like be able to somewhat relate to it, to understand it or even empathize, not empathize, but yeah, understand it a little bit more, you know, and not, I don't really think there'd be a really opportunity for me to do that. Aside from tactical games, unless I was enlisting. So
yeah. And you're not going to do that.
And I'm not enlisting yet. So
yeah. Yeah. Right. At all.
No, I mean, I wouldn't enlist unless there was really a reason why.
Because we had
I had to.
I mean, I'm definitely out of the age range for that. So.
And I remember when I was really little and I was starting to understand like what that meant really little. And I remember thinking like, okay, I was like doing the math in my head, like, okay, well, my dad, if they had to do that again, like my dad, he's too old and a little too broken. So he for sure wouldn't get, he wouldn't be in the draw or whatever it's called. I'm like, and
the draft,
brother, the draft,
the draw.
Sorry. The draft. Oh my God. I do have something to tell you after I finish this. That's really funny. And then I'd think like, oh, and my brother, well, he's the only boy. He's my only brother. So, you know, I remember that. I remember hearing that that was one of the things too, you know?
No, I don't think it is.
It was too.
I don't think so.
I think so. At least my father told me that when I was little.
I think maybe he said that so that you felt better.
Well, I'm going to keep thinking it. So mind your own P's and Q's.
I don't think so.
Now what I'm going to say is Devin texted me the other day and she was dying laughing. Actually, I think we were on the phone. And we've decided, and I haven't even talked to Gina about this, but I do think this is a really good idea. And it'd be funny. Devin's like, I think I should just start being on the podcast. Like, you know, it's like the person that's on the couch.
Yeah.
Involved, but not really involved.
Yeah.
And for her just to, she said, cause all the times that I'm wanting to say something and I'm like, oh God, what is that word? What is that word?
Oh.
She's on the other side being like, this is it. This is the word.
She's like our, I would love that.
It's can of worms, like, not box of worms, bro.
I know, because there's definitely times when both of us are like, wait, what is that?
What is that thing? You guys, and then it's like, I start to try and like describe what I'm thinking, what the word is. And like, you guys know what I'm saying, right? You guys know what the word is,
that's
right?
That's funny. No, I think we should do that. I mean, I've seen like other podcasts where people, I mean, these are like, you know, big name podcasts, like where they have like information people or like, they just have like somebody like looking up shit, like, you know, on computers, like sending in.
We're going to have Devin.
That could be our Devin.
And, you know, when one of us can't maybe make a podcast, Devin can just take our spot.
Yeah. Love it.
Makes, you know,
into it. We
make it a little bit easier.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I had a really interesting thing happen to me the other day. I mean, I always have weird things happening to me. So go to the movie theater. You know, we do like movie club every Wednesday. I go to the movie theater and I'm getting a call from Ruby. It was kind of an emergency. So I'm like getting up out of the theater, walk out, talk, and then come back in. Well, as I'm coming back in, I'm walking in and it's like, you know, it's dead quiet, super dark. And the row behind me, all of a sudden this dog starts barking at me.
Really?
Yeah. And I just, it scared the shit out of me. And I was like, Jesus. And I look and this woman has her dog in the movie theater, which I don't know what the rules are with that, but it scared me so bad. And I yelled so loudly that the rest of the movie theater starts laughing. And then this whole row of people are giving me dirty looks as if I somehow made their dog bark. All like this.
Just like,
not like sorry.
Crusty look.
Yeah. Like, fuck you. You're not supposed to have a dog in here. And so then I had to go out again. Dog barks at me again. Anyway, I was just wondering, like, is that a thing? Like, people should be able to bring their dog into a movie theater? I mean, I feel like there are some people,
I don't
like,
think it's
dog moms that would feel like they can.
But, you know, oh man, I just feel like since you can't fly with your ESA pets anymore, you shouldn't be able to take them to the movie theater.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Honestly, I'm fine. Like, you sneak that little pup in, but like, at least like,
quiet?
Yeah. Or at least like apologize. Like, oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. You know, something. I mean, instead I know it's fine, yeah. But like, don't vibe me over the fact like I somehow, my presence fucked your dog up.
Yeah, they should have apologized. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You should have said.
Seemed apologetic. Like, I don't know, clamp the dog's mouth.
Were you supposed, or at least be like, hey, shh, don't do that. He's sorry.
Yeah.
You spooked him. And in return, he scared the crap out of you.
I know. So Kylie's like telling every single person's like, wait, somebody had a dog in a movie theater? I'm like, yeah, never seen it. Never have.
I actually have never seen that either.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was actually just going to say, I thought the weirdest thing I've experienced in a movie theater was actually me trying to eat food in a quiet place.
Oh, that's right.
We're seeing the movie, like a Quiet Place.
The guys. Quietest guys, movie.
Yes. If you guys have seen that movie, I mean, it's almost, well, one, it's stressful. It's tense. It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
But it's so quiet that even I was, even if I felt like I was breathing too loud, I was embarrassed.
Yes.
And I'm sitting back there and Gina, we talked about this, but Gina brought me food, meal prep for me. I can't remember where I came straight from, maybe the gym or something. And
had too much sriracha.
We're in there. Yeah. We're in there and it's all quiet and it's like crack. Crack. It's like echoing because they're so quiet. As I take the Tupperware lid off, I'm like, oh,
it's like,
yeah,
you know, it makes that little suction.
Oh yeah. Then every bite, it's like, if my fork like hit the glass, everyone heard it.
Kink, and then, kink, and then kink. It's just so spicy that you're like,
and I was like,
oh shit. I was like, sorry, friend. I forgot that you're not spice lover.
No, the best is I was like, it is hot, Gina. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you don't like it. And I was like, no, I'm not kidding. It's hot. You try it. She takes a bite. She goes, oh, I may have got a little too much on there.
I did put a lot on there. It was a lot. Oh man. All right. Well, I wanted to read this. This is from Alexis Lipson.
Okay.
And it's pranks.
Ah.
So I think, yeah, she was talking about like when we were talking about our, we did our pranks.
Send us your pranks.
Yeah, send us your pranks. So she said, "Hi, Brooke and Gina. Love the podcast. I won't lie. I don't always keep up." Well, that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
We don't either.
Yeah. But Between the Reps is one of the only two podcasts I listen to consistently. So props to you both for meeting whatever wildly specific criteria I have, which is nothing. Mm-hmm. Your pranks discussion this week immediately shot me back to undergrad when my roommate and I had a prank war with some of our guy friends. They lived in the quads, which meant they had an entrance accessible to anyone. We taped them in one night, waited for them to leave for class. Wait, we taped them in one night.
Maybe
like taped the door.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing. Yeah, keep going.
Waited for them to leave for class in the morning and pelted them with water balloons another day. But the real win was when we covered their welcome mat with PB&J sandwiches.
They probably taped their door shut.
Oh, okay.
Because anyone can come in the building.
Oh, got it.
Like taped their door shut so they couldn't get out.
No, but this is terrible. We covered their welcome mat with PB&J sandwiches. And the rage that ensued suggests it worked. But also, as Gina said, all these pranks make her immediately question cleanup sucked.
Yeah.
PB&J sandwiches. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a mess. I just think of like ants.
Oh, yeah.
So many ants. I worked at the local DQ at the time and definitely apologized for that one with free ice cream. But I stand by the creativity of it. Stay great, Alexis. Thank you, Alexis. Yeah.
I would just take the welcome mat and chuck it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, gonna save it.
So, and it's not like you're on college campus. It's not like you go outside. What I'm picturing is like, you know, maybe like a dad in his like boxers outside waving to the neighbor, spraying it off with the hose. That's what I'm picturing. Just like on that, with the setting where you twist it and it's like shooting super straight and super hard, you know, like the setting on a hose. Yes. On a hose sprayer.
It's like the what do they call that?
I don't know,
dude. I know, like my like I have one of those the nozzles.
Well, it's like there's like
barn
there's
hose like, that has like all the rain, soaps, yeah, spray.
Rain setting.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's like the laser beam.
Yeah, it's not called laser beam. Jet.
It's jet.
It is jet. I was like, God, I know this one.
It's jet.
Yeah, Devin's back there.
It's jet, you guys.
Yelling at the fuck. God damn it.
It's jet. Or I could just picture Devin listening to him being like, you've almost got it. Yep. Yeah. It's on the tip of your tongue. It's on the tip of your tongue.
She's like a parent in the audience. Just like, jet. Come on. Yeah. Jet. Like we're in the spelling bee trying to spell.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. JR.
No, I was in my mind. I was then in my mind. I went straight to a Billy Madison quote when he's like, he's spelling something and he's like, "Are you going to the mall later?" Because he got, it wasn't R.
I do. Yes.
C O. W, no. Gosh.
Great movies.
He's spelling, they're doing cursive.
Yeah.
He's having to write pizza in cursive on the board.
Do you remember this so well?
It's funny.
I know. I've only seen it once. It was so
He does one and he finishes it and it's like imperfect cursive. And then he's like, she's like, okay, pizza. And he starts writing P. Yeah. I, and it comes to the Z's. And he goes up and he goes, wee!
Wee! It's true because like the lowercase Z is weird.
I know, you go,
wee. Yeah. Wurp, 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 wurp. Yeah.
That Veronica Vaughn, man, she just embarrasses him. And he goes, those are Z's. She makes fun of him. All the kids start laughing. He gets mad and runs out. Man, what a funny, stupid movie.
What a funny concept.
Oh my goodness.
I love it.
So I was at, while Gina looks at one other question, I was at Staccato.
No, I think
is that it?
We got to wrap this up pretty soon because you got to go somewhere.
Yes. Well, I'm going to get to where I'm going. Here we go. I'm going to do this in a fast forward. And Staccato, I was there touring the facility. I actually, before I jumped on this podcast, I was going to pick up my pistol. I got a new competition pistol. I'm very excited about it. It is hands down the easiest, best, most accurate pistol I've ever shot. Those of you that are not into guns, don't come at me. This is not any reason to get upset. And every person working there was just, they were awesome, you know? And I like to use the term good old boy. That will explain them to a T for a lot of you. I feel like for a lot of you, you may not really understand what that term means, but just think dependable, nice, hardworking, you know, they do things because they care, because they want to, not because they need someone to praise them or thank them or give them anything in return. They care about people and they love hard work and they love their family and they love freedom. They love America. I had a great time. We did 3 days. I think it was like 2.5 days at the range, and starting from we just started from the beginning. You know, when I say the beginning, starting from scratch, holster, holding, drawing, tons of dry fire practice. It was all about accuracy. And just like Tony helped, you know, he related a lot of things for me to fitness. So I'll relay some things to you that also made a lot of sense for me. You know, when you're in competition, where you make up time, like at the CrossFit Games, right? Where people make up time, because the level of competition, like the field of, is so close. Like everyone is so comparable that where you make up time is in like transition. It's not in the movement itself. It's in transition from one thing to another. And so doing all this, it was really cool because it was not only, it was like patting my head and rubbing my tummy, because you really had to, it's all about body mechanics, awareness, and consistency, and almost like choreography that you have to figure out before you go. So when I say before you go, we got to where we were doing sort of like it wasn't just stand and shoot at the target. It was creating almost like a course that you had to get through. You know, they had targets that were no shoot. They had targets that were shoot, and they were kind of like hidden. There were steel targets. There were far targets.
I think it was like Men in Black.
Yeah.
Remember that part though? Remember they had to go through the course and like,
yeah, no, I do. To, I do.
And yeah.
And he, so and they get,
yeah. And how he got picked and like, he didn't shoot the alien.
Yep.
And they were like, oh no, you weren't supposed to shoot the alien. It was a friendly alien, you know, mm-hmm. or something like that. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Keep going.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Yeah,
and then it all has to do too with where do I make up time? And then not only is it just running, like it's not just run and gun, you know, it is on the target. There's, depending on where you hit, is points. So it really is about accuracy and consistency. So you really are just like with, you know, fitness or what I experienced with training, it's what we call it threshold training. And it has to do with your form and your technique. You know, you don't just go in and just black out and just do whatever and just try to go to as fast as you can. Yeah. It's about start first having the technique, and then when it's really good and you're moving really well, then you can kind of push your speed a little bit that challenges you, you know. And then the second your technique starts to kind of fall apart a little bit, you pull back, you slow down, and then you redo it again. So it was really awesome because I had a lot of opportunity to practice that, like be doing really well. And then Tony and Kirk would be like, all right, now go fast, like speed up, you know? And then I would do that. And then I would, you know, there'd be certain parts where like, oh my, the shot wasn't where it was supposed to be. So then I'd pull back again, which I was threshold training with.
So it's just like a bunch of like repetitive.
And I mean, exercise.
Yeah.
You know, and what was really hard for me.
And you don't really think of it that way. Cause like, no. When I think of like shooting, I just think of like those people standing in the range or in the, like, yeah, just.
Yeah, yeah, man. No, it is.
You're like moving.
So physical. Even if you were just standing and shooting, it's so physical. I mean, everything down to your feet and how you are bracing your body and where there's tension, where there's not, plays a huge role in accuracy and being able to absorb recoil, right? And being able to get, like, if you were in the middle of, like, if God forbid, if you actually were having to defend yourself, it's very important that you should feel really comfortable in one, knowing how to handle it, knowing how to do it, you know, all the things with it, take care of it, put it away, clean it, X, Y, Z. But you should feel really comfortable in your ability to do that, to protect yourself. And a lot of that is going to be getting all of the positions and your technique and everything into your subconscious. So it just becomes second nature. And it's not second nature for me right now. So it takes a lot of focus. So at the end of it, it's like my brain was tired. But also using muscles and using them differently, like in CrossFit and stuff, unless I'm using like one arm at a time. But if I have two of my hand, both my hands working on something, it's usually, I want it to be equally as, you know, engaged, stabilized, whatever. But with this, it's all about in just your hands on the pistol. It's, you don't have as much tension or squeeze on the gun with both hands. Your right hand, if you're a right-handed shooter, is way more relaxed. Your left hand is kind of what helps brace. So that was something that was like the pat my head, rub my tummy.
Yeah.
Because for me, when I was just shooting the target and I would, you know, it wasn't for time. We weren't doing anything that there wasn't the buzzer. I was just practicing dry firing or drawing from my holster. I could find that. But then the second we were on the move and I was kind of doing the course, I immediately started to like engage my whole body, because when you're on the move, you want to be fast and precise and controlled, but you need to move quick. And when I would do that, I immediately engage both sides of everything, like my whole body. And so that was something that is exciting because it's challenging, and you know, challenging stuff is fun. Even when in the beginning you're like, oh, I suck at this.
Yeah, but anyways, the fun, right?
Yeah. I came home. I then went to Jackson Hole for cowboy camp. I was out there at Diamond Cross Ranch with my brother, and this is not a dude ranch. We were learning and cowboy, and we were riding and learning to, we went on a little cattle drive. We learned how to cut cows. So if you were ranching, which that's why I was doing it, that's what it's for. You know, it's not rodeo, but it's actual work. It was learning and practicing things that will become, well, one that I have always really wanted to do. And now it's really going to be super valuable for me at our ranch with my dad and doing things like that. Same for Cody. So we were roping, riding, cutting, and just having such a good time. My parents, I came home, my dad was like, I had a permanent smile, like open mouth, ear to ear smile the entire time that I was there. And this will blow your mind, Gina, I did not wash my hair.
Oh, damn.
For like, since before I left to go. I washed it now.
I think it's perfect because you just have a hat on anyway.
Exactly. But every time I took that hat off, whoa, buddy.
It's like you were still wearing the hat.
Oh,
you had an invisible cowboy hat on. Dude, I can imagine it.
You would have got the biggest kick out of it. I should have taken a picture.
I would have. And then I would have kept the picture. I feel like I have a whole album of you like with bad hair.
My bad hair.
Yeah.
You do.
Bad hair. I don't really.
We got home yesterday, and now I'm leaving today to go to South Dakota.
Dude, you're just,
And what's so funny is I was texting Todd the other day, and I don't remember exactly how the conversation went, but at some point I basically said, well, I'm going to see you in North Dakota. And he goes, he goes, I won't be there. And I was like, what? He goes, I'll be in South Dakota. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, one of the Dakotas. I'm going to one of the Dakotas.
Yeah. Have you ever been doing a Dakota?
No. And no. I, you know why I was, well, here's the thing. I just couldn't remember which one I was going to. I know the airport I'm flying to.
I don't even know where the Dakotas are on the map.
Well, I'm not necessarily sure either, but they are on mountain time. So I know they're close by.
There's a Dakota going to creep up on you at any minute.
A Dakota's gonna creep up. That's what creeped up on you in the movie theater.
Those Dakotas could be anywhere.
But it's Todd's been working a ton, and I've been traveling too. So, you know, that long distance thing, Florida boy, Utah girl. So I'm going to go and meet him there just for the weekend. And we're going to go see Mount Rushmore and go to the, is it Black Hills National Forest?
I don't know. That's a cake. I thought
it's either Black Hills or Black Rock National Forest. Cannot remember, but we're going to go do that. So It'll be fun for a couple of days. And then I'm coming home, and then I'm going to work with my dad.
Nice.
And maybe
and we'll do some podcasts.
Yeah. And we're going to podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe take a nap.
You stop traveling for a while. I did have one more that was a prank one. I figure I should just read this one since I did the last one. This is from Brittany Handback. And it says, "Hey, Brooke and Gina, this is Brittany from Nashville. Just listening to your podcast and heard you explain antiquing. Well, years ago when the Jackass movie was kind of popular, my husband and I rented it from a video store. Yes, we are old. Hey, I feel ya.
I used to love Blockbuster.
Yeah, I know, right?
You'd go in, you'd pick something out, and you pick out a movie, you're over in the snack section.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
My gosh. Blockbuster was
the
best.
Straight to the new releases. And then a lot of times they wouldn't be there. And then you'd run up to the counter and see if they had one. We thought our kids, ages 4 and 6, were asleep. So we decided to watch it and laughed, especially at the antiquing part. Flash forward to a couple of weeks later, while on vacation in Florida, we noticed how quiet it was in our kid's bedroom. We opened the bedroom door to find our daughter, the 4-year-old, antiquing her brother, the 6-year-old, with baby powder. Needless to say, we laughed hysterically as opposed to getting upset. Our poor son woke up with a mouthful of baby powder. If I can dig up the picture, I will send it to you. We would love to see the picture.
Yes.
She said, "Love the podcast. Have fun when you come to Nashville. And if you need any recommendations for restaurant, bars, gyms, coffee shop, et cetera, let me know. Have a great day." Thank you so much, Brittany. Actually, we might hit you up for that because we are going pretty soon. That is hilarious.
That is funny. You know, I don't know if you've seen it. Maybe some of you guys that are listening have seen that. Todd absolutely loves this video. It's these two little kids and they're covered in paint, like covered. And they're in the bathtub just sitting there.
Oh, I think I have seen
And this. The dad's talking to him.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get to the bottom of like what's gone down.
And they're both just like.
Yep. And then like they're trying to blame it on each other. So the one kid's like pointing at his brother. I mean, these kids are probably, the little one's probably like 3.
Two or three.
And the other brother's like 5.
Yeah.
And they're just like green and red paint. All over. I mean, their eyes are the only thing that isn't painted.
Oh my God, kids. I remember, I think I've told this story, but I caught my kids, Joey and Jordan, the two brothers, in their room. They shared a room, and I go in and there's writing on the carpet. And I go, "Okay, so who did this?" And Jordan goes, "Joey." But it says J-O-R-D. And like Joey couldn't write Jordan's name. It was like when he was first learning to write his name.
Yeah.
And I was like, Joey didn't start writing your name. Like the kid just like, what an idiot. It's almost like Joey? putting like your fingerprint on something and being like, that was Joey. No, it wasn't. That was you. You little liar. Oh, Jordan was such a weird kid. We were just remembering this. He used to scare me a little bit because for a while it was just he and I living together. Mm-hmm. And he had this, it was like a pencil box. And I swear to God, this kid, every time I'd hear him like talking in his room and I'd go and I'd be like, who's he talking to? And he'd have his pencil box open.
And then he'd close it?
And he'd be, and he'd like be talking in it. And then he'd see me and he'd shut it really quick. And then he was like,
"What's in there?
Is
there an Indian in the closet?"
Yeah, it's like in the cupboard.
Indian in the cupboard?
Yeah. I was like,
Indian in the closet?
Yeah, in the closet. I got her this time, Deb.
Oh, gosh. You guys, I am losing it. Can you keep going?
No, I mean, that was pretty much it, but he used to scare me. And so I'd always be like, "What is in that?" And he would like kind of hide it. Like when he was positioning all the stuff, he'd kind of like put it under the papers. And so one time he was taking a nap and I went in there and I opened it to see what was in there. Empty. not anything, like not a little figurine, like nothing, just talking into the pencil box.
You know what's so funny about that is it's like, how old was he?
God, I mean, he was old enough to talk. So, I mean, I don't know. Three? I get all their age, probably two and a half, or something. Yeah.
Man, and you know what's so funny about that is like, just to like, I thought was about with like my nephew, Jack.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. He's five.
Yeah.
And he says some stuff. Like they say that it's called theta. Like that's the state that your brain is in for quite a while when you're growing up.
Okay.
And that's imagination.
Yes.
You know? And that is why kids aren't supposed to make like decisions. Why the parents are like, all right, I got this.
Right. Yes.
No, we don't. Yeah. No, yeah. We don't actually pee in the sink. I know it looks like a pee in the toilet, but it's not one. You don't eat the dog food. I know you want to be a dog, but your cup's over here. And,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, somebody that's not in the theta state.
I remember when I was little and I loved playing like kitchen. Yeah. And I remember like my friends being over and we'd play restaurant in the kitchen.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we would like make stuff. And then I also remember like playing, like we'd play animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely played dogs. I loved being a puppy, but then we also, as a whole neighborhood in one of the neighbor's backyard, it was huge. They had a trampoline. We would play animals and we got to pick our animal. And it was always like a cheetah or, you know, like a panther or a monkey or a gorilla and all of us, a neighborhood kids running all over, just like,
all the parents are like, this is, we really have like,
they're animals. All just out of
it, like, what
lived,
the hell.
Yeah, I lived in a circle, so like a lot of the homes you really could just see the backyard of this house. I could just picture, you know, parents coming out just on the front porch, just having a cup of coffee, just watching the kids from far away, like, what are they doing? Well, they don't seem
a
to be
a bunch of little
trouble.
Idiots running around. Yeah. We played just because I had like three like siblings. We didn't live in like a neighborhood with a bunch of kids. But I used to play with my cousins a lot at my grandma's, and I don't know why, like, it was so weird. We were thinking about it like years later, but we would always play. It was my sister, Krista, myself, and then my cousin, Jeff. And Jeff was always Wonder Woman. Krista was always Robin, the sidekick of Batman. There was no Batman. And I was Catwoman. And for some reason, Jeff would always be wearing my grandma's nightgown.
As Wonder Woman. Oh my gosh.
And everyone was like, you know, like joking later, they're like, oh, like, you know, he's probably gay or trans or something. And I was like, no, he just liked to spin.
He just liked to spin and have a thing go out.
Yeah. He just liked to spin. Yeah. So funny. And yeah. I was like, that is so random. Very strange. But we've played that for, oh my God, hours and hours and hours. Yeah. Weird shit. You got to get going. I'm just looking at the time.
I know.
Anyway. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, don't forget.
We love you. Don't forget to go ahead.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Rate, review, subscribe. If you could subscribe, give us a 5-star rating
or 5-star warning.
Hey.
Hey.
We'll talk to you then.
Idiots.
I know. We'll talk to you.
Hey.
Hey. Yo.
Hey.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
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 Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.